A national coalition of good government groups has organized some 100 events in 33 states aimed at what they're calling the dual threats to democracy posed by unlimited corporate spending on elections and voter suppression laws popping up across the country. The coalition, which includes more than 300 groups, including the NAACP, U.S. PIRG, and League of United Latin American Citizens, has initiated an effort being called a Money Out, Voters In movement, which they hope will take big money out of elections and protect citizens' access to voting. WBAI's Jose Santiago monitored the coalition's telephone news conference today and prepared this report.
This is a true movement moment. The people, individual Americans, are demanding action and their elected officials are responding.
Marge Baker, Executive Vice President of People for the American Way, one of 350 groups nationwide that have signed on to the Money Out, Voters In movement. They are pulling out all the stops to battle voter suppression laws from state to state and are backing efforts in Washington to amend the Constitution in order to reverse the effects of the Citizens United Supreme Court decision, which they say opened the floodgate to corporate and special interest group spending in election campaigns. Says Baker, they are lending their names and volunteering their time to an effort already underway.
11 states and more than 350 local governments have already passed legislative resolutions or ballot initiatives to overturn Citizens United. 17 constitutional amendments were introduced last Congress, backed by millions of Americans who support such measures. More than 2,000 public officials are already on record in support of constitutional remedies. Past November, we also saw Americans defying efforts to suppress their votes, standing on lines for hour upon hour to exercise their fundamental right as citizens. These dual threats to our democracy are real, they are profound, and this weekend, thousands of Americans across the country are coming together to demand action.
Marches, vigils, and other activities are planned across the country to coincide with the anniversary of the birth of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and the third anniversary of the Citizens United Supreme Court ruling. A listing of events is on the coalition's website, moneyout-voterin.org. According to Adam Leos of the Demos organization, the 2012 elections were the most costly in U.S. history, with some $100 billion pouring into election campaigns from outside groups.
Where is all this money coming from? We looked at both candidate and super PAC fundraising data and found that the answer is the same. Both candidates and super PACs raise the majority of their funds from a tiny slice of wealthy donors. The only difference is that without any limits at all, super PAC's dependence upon millionaires and billionaires is more extreme. Candidates for the U.S. Senate, for example, got nearly 64% of the money they raised from individuals in contributions of at least $1,000 from just 0.04% of the American population. Let me repeat that. 0.04% of the public was responsible for more than 60% of the money, and the numbers were similar for House candidates. Running for federal office these days means spending your days and nights courting a very narrow set of very rich donors who have the power to fuel your campaign or turn off the lights. Of course, super PACs have made the big money dominance even more extreme. The top 32 super PAC donors, contributing an average of nearly $10 million each, matched all of the money that both President Obama and Mitt Romney raised from small donors combined. And that's $313 million from at least 3.7 million people giving less than $200 apiece. When just 32 super-rich donors can counter the voices of millions in the public square, we can't say that we live in a country of political equals.
And Blair Bowie, democracy advocate with Demos, says a study conducted by her organization also found that much of the money coming in cannot be traced, another drawback, she says, of the Citizens United ruling.
Nonprofit groups, which before 2010 were not allowed to directly spend on elections, spent big in 2012 while hiding the identity of their donors. Of the outside spending reported to the FEC, 31% was secret spending coming from organizations that are not required to disclose the original sources of their funds. Citizens didn't know who was behind almost 60% of all presidential TV ads paid for by outside groups. This secrecy insulates big spenders from accountability and denies voters both critical critical information to make informed choices and a holistic picture of just how distorted the system is.
The coalition is also going after state election laws they feel were passed purely to keep people from certain voting blocks from exercising their right to vote.
Buying e-elections and voter suppression are really two sides of the same coin.
Ben Jealous, president and CEO of the NAACP.
Those who have the means often seek to buy every vote they can. And when that doesn't work, some, such as the Koch brothers, resort to suppressing the votes of those groups who are most likely to oppose their agenda. And so in the past legislative cycle, in the past 2 years, we've seen more states pass more laws pushing more voters out of the ballot box than we have seen in any legislative cycle in the past century. You literally have to go back to the dawn of Jim Crow to find a time when more states pass more laws pushing more voters out of the ballot box.
Butt says Jealous there will be strong state-level efforts to challenge voter suppression laws. It is a priority of the newly formed coalition, along with an effort to neutralize the impact of Citizens United.
Let's stand up together and let's end this scourge of money that has flooded into politics in our country and distorted our democracy, and let's make sure that we finish the job of Dr. King and so many others by ensuring that this country is truly a country of one person, one vote, and truly a democracy where people have the power and not a few very wealthy folks at the very top.
For WBAI News, I'm Jose Santiago.